We're going to try this again. I went in, tried it, came in at 3:15 or so, tested the microphone before I came in, and it was working. Then we had a glitch in the internet, knocked my wife off of what she was doing, knocked me out of here, but it left me in, which was kind of weird because my microphone wasn't working. I don't know if it's working now, but I am back. And I'll put into the chat room if someone comes in to let me know if the mic is working. So we are back for an hour anyway, and we're going to see if we can do everything. We will be right back after the entrance of the show.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
Powers that be was telling me that since it was my birthday that I didn't need to do a show today. But of course I had one scheduled, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I started to talk about this, and all of a sudden something happened. I was knocked out of the show, and it was showing that I was not here. There's a little box that opens up when I use the Direct Connect, and it was showing that I wasn't here, but my studio was showing that I was here. And Vork came into the chat room and told me there was nothing happening. So my normal person came in, who calls in the show, and he came in and didn't stay very long. And finally, Vork told me that nothing was happening. So, and about that time, I found out that what had happened was we had a glitch in our internet, and it shut everything down for a bit, and it came back. And my wife was working. I had been describing that she works for New Mexico 811, Call Before Your Dig Center, and they've got everybody working out of their homes right now. So, when our internet glitched, it knocked her off too. But right now, hopefully everything's working, because I did test the microphone. It was working. And it, because it, yeah, that's in Gaia Core microphone testing thing. I've got the chat room open again. So, and it's showing me that I am there. But on my call thing, it's also showing that I am there, which it wasn't before. So hopefully this will work and things are going to work this time. So good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR radio show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Since my last show, a few things have happened. I had to reschedule my Friday show because as I was getting the show ready to do, and there was about an hour and a half until the show's airtime, something happened here at home, and I ended up taking my wife to the hospital for something that happened here, and she is okay, but since it was an emergency, I needed to reschedule. I scheduled another show, which I did on Friday, from the parking garage of the hospital as I sat and waited to be called for her. Because of this stupid COVID stuff, I was not allowed into the hospital with her and was informed I needed to park the car and wait, which I essentially did. In the parking garage on the... I was close enough to the hospital that I could access the hospital Wi-Fi. I quickly scheduled a little show without thinking the length of it and ended up with a short little show that was only like 2 minutes long. I explained what had happened, and it shows that there have been 9 or so listens to it so far. On Saturday, Vincent Brown came back for his first show in several months, and after taking a hiatus from the show for a while, and it was good to hear him back, and there were several people who showed up in his chat room, so that was good to have him back. But with the growth of CNN happening now, and of course politics, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at 87, and now the Demonorats are hitting Trump with stuff like, it would be a travesty for him to pick a new replacement so soon. That in his last, you know, especially in his last year of presidency, he shouldn't. And that, my friends, is not what they would do if in that situation. Obama tried the same thing. And he, the person that he picked was not chosen. So Hillary Clinton, the Hildebeest, as I call her, had to put in her 2 cents worth, saying that it would be a travesty for Trump to be allowed to nominate a new SCOTUS in the last days of his term. Really? If the situation was switched around and the Demonorats were in the White House and owned the Senate like the Republicans do, they would indeed do their best to push for their pick, choice of a pick. Now, Trump says that he will pick a woman, and he likes, because as he likes women more than men. The two that he is looking at right now are two women, Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa, as being the ones at the top of the list. One is from Chicago and is an originalist, believing the Constitution should be ruled as it was originally intended. In the meantime, AOC, the twit of Congress, warns libs that they may have to give this up, even if they win. Really? Welcome to our Tuesday show on this, the 22nd day of September in the year of our Lord 2020. The call-in number is 646-478-5284, and we are glad that you are here on this, my birthday. And now, on with the show.
If you look at history, if you actually look at what the precedent is, this has happened 20.
Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay. I've already played that, actually, so I will move on to what I was going to talk about for what was going on the weekend. Even with my show canceled on Friday, was a full weekend for CNN as Vincent Brown came back on Saturday with his show Black by Color Only. It was good to hear him back. He was in fine form. Sunday, of course, was our other weekend show, American by Design, with our own Uncle Bing Fisher, with both shows. And both shows were expected to be fine quality, and CNM is proud to have them both. Of course, American by Design didn't air, as he was having troubles with, I guess, storms in the area or something, but he was having troubles with his internet and his electricity, because it kept going in and out. But it was, you know, so he didn't air his show yesterday. And this whole idea that Trump cannot do what he wants to do because he's a Republican and the Democrats won't allow it, see. But for today's show, what I wanted to do, there was one thing that was going on, and I had this on my, I think it should be right about here, I would think. I'm trying to find it in my notes, because I've got a, actually a audio. And what is really going on here is the Democrats are saying that Trump cannot pick a SCOTUS person, SCOTUS for nomination, because it'd be unethical. The only thing that is unethical is about it is that it takes the Senate and the president to nominate and confirm. And Ted Cruz actually talked about this, because you know, the Democrats are saying, oh, this can't be done, and it's not done. Well, that's not exactly true. And here's what Ted Cruz has to say about that.
If you look at history, if you actually look at what the precedent is, this has happened 29 times. 29 times there has been a vacancy in a presidential election year. Now, presidents have made nominations all 29 times. That's what presidents do. If there's a vacancy, they make a nomination. What has the Senate done? And there's a big difference in the Senate with whether the Senate is of the same party of the president or a different party of the president. When the Senate has been of the same party of the president, a vacancy occurs in an election year, of the 29 times, those are 19 of them. Of those 19, the Senate has confirmed those nominees 17 times. So if the parties are the same, the Senate confirms the nominee. When the parties are different, that's happened 10 times. Merrick Garland was one of them. Of those 10, the Senate has confirmed the nominees only twice. And there's a reason for that. It's not just simply your party, my party. The reason is it's a question of checks and balances. In order for a Supreme Court nomination to go forward, you have to have the president and the Senate. In this instance, the American people voted. They elected Donald Trump. A big part of the reason they elected Donald Trump is because of the Scalia vacancy, and they wanted principled constitutionalists on the court. And a big part of the reason why we have a Republican majority elected in 2014, reelected in 2016, grown even larger in 2018, a major issue in each of those elections is the American people voted and said, we want constitutionalist judges. And so the president was elected to do this, and the Senate was elected to confirm this nomination.
Now, at the end of that, you could hear the host trying to break in on there. Now, on this audio that Ted Cruz did there, explaining what really goes on and the way it's supposed to go on, he was on with George Stephanopoulos, and a friend of mine, Douglas V. Gibbs, always calls him Step All Over Us. But he was trying to break in because Ted Cruz was telling the way the Constitution says for it to be. George Stephanopoulos didn't want anything to do with this because it goes completely against the liberal mindset, where anything that goes against them can't be done. It's not ethical. It's not the way it should be done. It's not right. Problem is, the way that the Democrats are doing things is the thing that's not right. They want to constantly push their ideals on us, And one of the things that I had found was an article that was on Fox News, and it talked about all of this stimulus money that they're pushing around all over the place is in the guise of the CARES Act. Now, state and local governments are racing to spend millions in the CARES Act funding before it reverts back to the federal government. Now, here is the big problem with our governments, and especially it has to do with the Republican side, but it especially has to do with the Democrat side. Okay. The government gave them this money to use for coronavirus funding for the people who were hardest hit. But if the money's not used after a certain amount of time, the federal government, it goes back to the federal government, which is right. But the problem lies in the fact that these states get this money. They don't want it going back to the government. They want to use it for themselves, so they use it. Now, they're racing to spend the millions in the CARES Act funding before it reverts back to the federal government. And they're finding unexpected ways to use it, from trunk-or-treating in Northeast Iowa to an experimental basic income program in St. Paul, Minnesota. The CARES Act provides $139 billion in payments to states and local governments. These payments have funded things like increased police budgets to offset coronavirus costs, rent and utility assistance for struggling residents. And you see where this is going now. But, however, blue states and Democratic mayors are also using the money for their pet causes, which shouldn't be done. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is spending millions on free college, not for the people, but for more than 600,000 essential workers. And the essential workers here are people in government, not the people, people in government. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell agreed to spend $629,000 to hire 15 community relations specialists. Now, that's not the way it's supposed to be spent. Democratic St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter recently announced a guaranteed income program for low-income families using $300,000 in CARES Act money, but then has received pushback from a fellow Democrat. Earlier in September, Representative Betty McCollum, Democrat of Minnesota, wrote a letter to Carter expressing concern that the spending fell outside of federal guidelines and could be subject to recoupment by the U.S. Treasury. Without explicit federal approval, is the city prepared to take on costly litigation should the Trump administration challenge the legality of the pilot program? McCollum wrote, according to the Twin Cities Pioneer Press, the U.S. Treasury was not aware of any communications from St. Paul's mayor office on the topic. Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, has been critical of the waste in the CARES Act, as we all should be, because that money comes from us, folks. Make no mistake here. The Democrats, instead of letting the money go back when they don't need it for coronavirus relief, which is what it's for, decide they're going to spend it on other things that, like their pet projects. And governors who are doing this, now I'll get to this one in just a few seconds, but Senator Scott supports using CARES Act funding for its intended purpose to help those struggling due to coronavirus. He does not support using funding intended for the coronavirus to bail out the poorly managed budgets and pension plans of liberal states, which it shouldn't be. Tax and federal budget policy against analyst Adam Mickle of the Conservative Heritage Foundation predicted that irresponsible use of federal funds could lead to higher taxes for residents, citing the federal support that state budgets received following the Great Recession. state and local bailouts create an incentive for state and local leaders to expand existing programs beyond sustainable levels, add new programs, and simultaneously underfund those programs in hopes that in the future, further federal support will come. And that's what Michael Mickle told Fox News. After the Great Recession, 28 states built their budgets around the expectation that Congress would renew expired funding. When the federal money runs out, states have historically increased taxes. Each dollar of federal grant money sent to the states results in 40 cents of state and local tax increases, he said. Meanwhile, Congress is still expecting to pass another coronavirus relief package. Just under 25% of the funds allocated to state and local governments for coronavirus relief had been spent as of mid-September, even as the Democrats push for more funding. Now, here's the problem, folks. All of this funding that was given out is supposed to be for helping the people who are struggling because of coronavirus. So what are these governors doing? Whitmer, she's spending millions of this money on free college for more than 600,000 essential workers. That's not what it was for. And what the government should do, if they're going to send out more money, is the government should look at these things like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer spending millions on free college, which is not what it's for, and saying, okay, we're sending out a new round of this, but Michigan's not getting any because they spent it wrongly. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell agreed to spend $629,000 to hire 15 community relations specialists. So Honolulu should not get any because they didn't spend it the way it should have been spent. Democratic St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter tried to spend it on low-income families and got pushback from a fellow Democrat. Now, all of these things that these liberal bastions all over the nation are doing with this CARES Act funding, if they're not spending it right, they should be made to pay it back. If they're not spending it right, they should not get the second one if it comes out. And that's just the way it is, folks. We got to stop doing this, you know. But right now, Congress is still expected to pass another coronavirus relief package, while just under 25% of the funds Congress allocated to state and local governments for coronavirus relief had been spent as of mid-September, even as the Democrats pushed for more funding. Now, this is totally wrong, folks. We can't do that and continue the way it is. We will be right back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services LLC affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all.
Okay, that was the fruit bats flying around. A sound effect that Vincent put in there for his show, and it was there. I'm in the process now of downloading some music, because I don't have any bumper music going right at the moment. And so I am actually right at the moment downloading my bumper music, and so it's kind of an interesting show, because we were not ready when I got home. I actually thought that I would be back home sooner than I really was, but that's not the way it was. We are, at least I've got my entrance theme in here. I've also got to put in my my ending theme, which I am now using a part of the Equalizer show, which has been like a mix of the original, which I used for the beginning of the show, and then for the ending, it's a mix of that, which kind of makes it sound a little bit more up to date and more modern than it was, because the original Equalizer show came out in, I think, 76 or 85. I think it was 85, 81 to 85, something like that. So it's been a while ago. But I, you know, and then they came out with this movie, and I have not watched the movie, because the original TV show was with Edward Woodward, who was a white-haired English man. He was white. And then Hollywood got a hold of it, and they decided, no, we can't have a white guy doing this. Got to be a black guy. So they changed everything, which I think ruined the show, because Hollywood needs to stop changing things to be the way that they want them to be. It's just like the Democrats in our government. You know, they are changing things to the way that they want things to be, not the way that they are supposed to be. And that is what is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. But it's really kind of a strange thing. And there are all kinds of things going on. They're talking now about how Trump is being very reckless, signing these peace treaties over in the East, and he's being reckless because he's leaving the Palestinians out of this. And if you think about what's going on, he has succeeded in bringing peace to an area that we've had presidents from all the way back to, I think, Eisenhower, who has been trying to get peace over there and could never do it. And the reason why they could never do it is because they always wanted to push the Palestinians in there first, as if the Palestinians were the most important things there. And what's going on right now, at the pace that things are going on right now, the Palestinians might wake up one morning to discover that they no longer have any friends in the Arab countries at all. Because what Trump has done is actually genius, if you stop to think about it. He wants peace in the Middle East. So what he did was he left the Palestinians out. And when they complained about it, he says, don't worry, I'll get to you. I'll give you 30 days to think about what we want you to do. And the brilliant part about what Trump has done on this is that he has pretty much told the Palestinians that it doesn't matter what is going on, because he has set up a whole new setup. When it comes to Israel, the Israelis have to start applying Israeli law to the West Bank settlements. You know, all of these things need to be done. He wants to be applying Israeli law to the West Bank settlements, U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's undivided capital, which he has done. No settler or Palestinian will be uprooted. Palestinian capital will be Abu Dis in East Jerusalem. Everybody else was saying it's East Jerusalem, so they got a part of Jerusalem, but it's not. Israeli security controls west of Jordan River. Now, what is required of Israel here is they need to recognize the Palestinian state. Israel will do this, and they need a four-year settlement freeze on the settlements, okay? They need the possibility of transferring Arab towns in north to Palestinians. They will probably do this. Territorial contiguity between all Palestinian towns would probably be done. Linking Gaza Strip to West Bank via a tunnel, this will probably be done. Jews could pray on the Temple Mount, which will make them happy. Palestinians are given 4 years to negotiate plan and an investment of billions in Palestinian economy. But here is what is required of the Palestinians. Recognition of Israel as a Jewish state in its new borders. Palestine won't do that. But this is part of the whole thing. They have to do this in order for this to work. Giving up demand for Palestinian capital in Jerusalem's old city. Now you go back to the part that's required of what they're Trump's saying now, that the Palestinian capital will be Abu Dis in East Jerusalem. It won't be Jerusalem. The Palestinians have to demilitarize Gaza. They have to be disarming of Hamas, which they won't do on either count. They have to be giving up the right of return, which they won't do, and halt to payments to terrorist families. Now, none of these things are things that Palestine will do. But during the time that Trump has given Palestine the time to sit and negotiate and think about what these terms are, Trump's going and doing the other things that he's doing. He's signing peace treaties with all of the Palestinian neighbors. You know, and that's leaving Palestine less and less in control of everything. And now the Palestinians have recalled their ambassadors to the United Arab Emirates because the United Arab Emirates signed the peace treaty. And Bahrain They pulled them out of Bahrain, too, in protest of the signing of the peace deals between the two Gulf states and Israel. Palestinians are now threatening to withdraw their envoys from any Arab country that follows suit and establishes relations with Israel. Now, while they're threatening all this stuff, Trump is quietly going around and getting them to sign the peace treaties. Now, Trump is actually going to be surrounding the Palestinian area with Arab nations that will sign this peace treaty. In addition, several Palestinian factions have urged the Palestinian leadership to withdraw from the Arab League to protest the refusal of the Arab countries to condemn normalization with Israel. Earlier this month, the Arab League foreign ministers refused to endorse a Palestinian draft resolution condemning the UAE for its decision to make peace with Israel. Now, you see where this is going, folks? This is actually pretty genius. Before, all the presidents would put Palestine in the whole mix. Palestine would get what they wanted, while nobody else would get what they wanted, because Palestine stuck to what they were going to do. They had no reason to do it any other way, because they had the bull by the horns. Well, with Trump signing peace treaties with all of Palestine's neighbors, he's taking those horns away from the Palestinians. See what's going on here? He's actually doing a pretty darn good job of what he's trying to do here. I'm glad to see Flycatch is here and Vorp again. Hopefully right now everything is working. Let's see here. I'm trying to put this into the chat room. But I think that it is, because what had happened, with the beginning of the show, I had that glitch with my internet, and it knocked me out of here. And every time I'd try and come back in, it would knock me right back out again. But when it knocked me out, it would leave me in the chat room and leave me showing that I was on the air, but it wouldn't show that I was on the air. Now it's showing I'm on the air, and we will be right back with this next bunch of our messages, and we'll be right back.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Ben Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, like I had said earlier, American by Design yesterday did not air because they were having storms or something, and he kept losing his power, and he kept coming back on and losing his power, so he didn't do a show yesterday because of that. But Color Only was on Saturday, and it was a pretty good show.
With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September, as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. Starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, we are back. Flycatch in the chat room just announced that Trump had just announced to the United Nations that they must hold China accountable for unleashing COVID-19 upon the world. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens if they refuse. And, you know, he was saying, you know, we withdrew from the WHO, and now I see us doing the same thing with the United Nations. You know, the United Nations, we should have gotten out of that, oh, I'd say a long, long, long time ago, and at least made them start paying rent for the building and the land that they sit on. Because, you know, they're sitting on American soil, trashing America to the whole world, while reaping the benefit of being on American soil, being in this beautiful building that America built. And here we are, you know, letting them do this for free. You know, we should make them actually pay rent, especially if they're going to bad talk America and everything that we do. You know, and they keep talking about how America is the bad person in the world. But if you want to look at it another way, we have a disaster going on somewhere in the world. A few years ago, it was the tsunami in China or Taiwan or something like that, where the country was really devastated. Who was the first country to come in and help? It wasn't Russia. It wasn't China. It wasn't any of the countries in Europe. It wasn't Spain. It wasn't Japan. It was the United States. We went in to help without being asked to go in to help. We spent our own money to go in to help. But nobody seemed to appreciate it. Okay? But if we had something like that happen, like today, and the United States just stood back and says, oh, I'm sorry. Every time we've done this, everybody bad talks us and tells us that we're the bad people in the world. You guys can handle this time. We're not going to help. The world would come unglued because America didn't help. Yet when we do help, everybody talks about how bad America is. Now, where is the logic in this? There isn't any, for one thing. And it's just like the other article that I had talked about earlier, where we had the liberal states offering free college, guaranteed income for state and local officials who steer coronavirus aid money toward liberal priorities. And on top of that, Congress is still expected to pass another coronavirus relief package. Now, here's the problem with this, folks. These states like Michigan, who use the money that's supposed to be to help people who are having troubles because of coronavirus, they don't use the money that way. They use the money to send 600,000 people to free college. And it's not people who are in need. It's people who are working as essential workers for the government. She should be made to pay this back. And when this second coronavirus thing comes out, Michigan should be left out of that, because they didn't spend the money correctly. They were not going to spend the money correctly, and they started spending quickly so that the money that they had would not revert back to the government. The blue states and Democratic mayors are also using the money for their pet causes. And when they do this, what should be done is they should be told the second one that's coming out will not include you. And because you did the thing that you did with the first one, you need to pay it back. Instead of it being a grant that they don't have to pay back, they should have to pay that back because they didn't use it the way it was supposed to be. Now, the one Democrat that actually was going to use this for the way it was supposed to be was St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter. He announced that a guaranteed income program for low-income families. But then he got a push from a fellow Democrat. If he uses that for something it shouldn't be used for, he should be made to pay that back. But when the next one comes out, he should be left out of that. It's just like Rick Scott of Florida said, he's been critical of the waste in the CARES Act. People who don't use the money the way it should be used need to lose the ability to get the next one if it comes out. And they shouldn't be made to pay back the first one. But what happens is they use the money for things that they want to use them for, and they will add new programs and expand existing programs beyond sustainable levels. And then with the new programs, they simultaneously underfund those programs in the hope of further federal support. And because of that, what they will do to their people is they will raise taxes on them while waiting for the expectation that Congress would renew expired funding. There's a bunch of reasons in that story that actually tell me that I'm right. We need to get rid of the Democrat Party right at the moment until they decide to start working to help America, not themselves. And Flycatch says in Seattle, Seattle just hired an ex-pimp to be the czar in charge of criminal justice at the tune of $150,000 per year. Why is this all being allowed? I can tell you it's being allowed because we have all these crybaby Democrats and crybaby moderates and left-leaning people who have decided that it is their right. They need to have all of this stuff. It is their right. They need to have this. They have the right to it, so therefore they should get it. And when they don't, they cry holy terror over it. Oh, this is not right. You're leaving us out. This is not right. Well, it wasn't right the way you spent the money in the first place. And this whole thing, you know, that actions have consequences to the Democrat Party, it seems, consequences are illegal. We can't have them. Unless they go against the Republicans. Then, oh yeah, by all means, just put all those consequences over there because they deserve it. I mean, after all, they're trying to make America great again, aren't they? They're trying to push for better things for the people. Now, granted, not all Republicans are. A lot of the elite Republicans in Washington hate Trump's guts. They want nothing to do with him. They want him to die and go away like the Democrats do. But, you know, we have this whole idea that because of what is going on, they need to get what they want because, after all, they support the little guy. No, they don't. But the latest headline on Breitbart right now is White House. We believe Supreme Court seat can be filled in 37 days. Now, if everything is done right, they should be able to do that. Because they have the Senate and they have the White House. It's been done 19 times with the parties being the same in the Senate and the White House. It's not always Republican. It's Democrat too. And when it's the same, out of the 19 times so far, 17 have been confirmed. This will be the 20th time. And this time, the White House and the Senate are the same party. It should pass. But with the way that the politics are going in this country, it's absolutely insane that the Democrats want it to be their way when they're the majority party. And when they're not. But the people are starting to rise up. One of the things that I found was Chuck Schumer gets heckled. Somebody in the audience says, "You ain't doing shit. Stop lying to the people." Which I think is awesome. Because he's not. Him and Pelosi, they're doing everything they can to destroy this country, not help it. But in the article, it says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat in New York, was heckled Tuesday, which was today, during a speech addressing state Senate Republicans' intention to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. "Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans," Schumer said in his remarks at the Capitol Hill. In response, a heckler shouted, "You ain't doing shit. Stop lying to the people." Now, the Democrats don't know how to handle this. And it's freaking awesome to see it happen. I mean, the picture of Schumer, it was like somebody smacked him across the face with a wet noodle and affronted him. But another man then can be heard yelling, "Jesus saves and Jesus loves you guys." To which a visibly annoyed Schumer replied, "Thank you." The incident came hours after Senator Mitt Romney announced that he will vote on the Supreme Court nominee to replace Ginsburg, all but paving the way for President Donald Trump to appoint his third justice in the high court. So Schumer comes out and starts to tell everybody that Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans. No, they're not. They're fighting as hard as they can to destroy this country. And it's finally starting to get to the people. People are starting to wake up, and they're starting to push back. And the Democrats don't know how to handle this because nobody's ever pushed back on them before. And it's like Flycast says, the emperor wears no clothes. But he says, far too many Americans agree with the Socialist Democratic Party, and this is what we are up against. That is absolutely the truth. It all starts with the government-controlled educational system. Look no farther than those who are educated from this system and MSM. Exactly. And that's a good point too, New Flight. They're fighting for the CCP, not the USA. That's exactly it. The Democrats do not care for the United States as it was founded. They want the United States to be a socialist United States of America, or the communist United States of America. It leaves it open for other things. You notice that no Democrat will ever call the United States a constitutional republic. And most of the time, they will never, ever quote from the Constitution unless they can figure out a way to do it without pushing an ideal that is not theirs. And the only time they will push the Constitution is when people start pushing back against them. Then they'll bring up the Constitution. Oh, well, the Constitution says that we're here to save this nation, to do certain things for this nation to make sure it stays strong and believes in God. God is another thing that Democrats will never say unless they think it can push their agenda. But I'm glad Flycatch was here today because he always puts in some good stuff in the chat room, and most of the time it's when I'm struggling to find something that I had actually put in there that I couldn't find. So I'm really glad that he was there. I'm sorry that the earlier part of the show when I had several people in the chat room and they both left because my microphone wasn't working. Well, at least I've got this set up, and once we get into our new apartment where I can set this whole thing up and leave it set up and never have to change anything, my shows will be much better, and that's going to be great because come the first, that's when we're moving into the new apartment. This next week, I will probably not do a Tuesday show because on Tuesday, we're going to be moving our stuff out of our apartment, trying to get everything off the walls and patch the walls so that they will be ready so that when they come in here and check this apartment, we'll get our deposit back. So it's going to take a little bit of time for us to do that. So next Tuesday, I will not be doing a show, but Friday, I will do a show, and hopefully it will be good, like the second part of this show was, where I had to actually reschedule another show to get it to work. And that actually is what I ended up doing today because the first part was not working. The microphones were not working. Even my audio I had in there were not working. So we are in the process of doing our best to get this show going really good. Yes, last week and today just were not good shows of that because we had all our problems, but we are in the process of doing what we can to get this show and this off the ground. So things are working out really good for us on that point. Next week we will have, hopefully, Nada Wolf Mango will start showing up on Wednesdays, because he's got a show coming up where he's got Mike Johns as a person that he's going to have on his show. And he said it's got scheduled for a couple of weeks, and I haven't seen it come into the setup yet as a show that's being scheduled. But Black by Color Only is back now. American by Design is back again, and we're happy for that. So hopefully this next week, this coming week, or the week after, we'll see Nada with Mango come back again. So we will be working hard to get Conservative Nation Media back up to the place where it used to be, to where we can actually start trying to make some money for us who are doing these shows and get some advertisements in here that will help pay for these shows and get the fee that Blog Talk Radio pays to it, makes us pay to have to get to do these shows. But we are also thinking of doing it a different way. At least I am right now. I'm going to have to pass this off with the other people that do shows on Blog Talk Radio and through Conservative Nation Media as a different way to do this. I know I'm doing my updates daily on my Monday and Wednesday and Thursdays. I'm doing them differently now, because before I was using Facebook Live, which I'm not using anymore, I'm actually filming the segment that I do right here in the bedroom using a program that's on my computer to actually film it. And that way I can get it in without with fewer mistakes doing the show, fewer mistakes doing the update, and then I can stick it in there and it'll be a more professional way of doing it. And we're working on that right now. So hopefully before too long, maybe even Bing or Black by Color Only Vincent Brown or Chris Mango will start doing updates and things like that if they want to. They can do, you know, the things and bring send them to me and I can put them into a whole thing like my NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold, which I do daily. But we will be back on Friday, and I'm glad that everybody came in today with everything that happened and everything that was going on. I'm glad there were at least a few people who came in to see, to listen to the show, and we are always happy to have you people there. And we will be back on Friday. So God bless America. God bless our troops. And as always, we will not be ruled. Have a great day, and I'll see you again on Friday. And tomorrow will be my update. Have a great day. God bless you all. See you all on Friday. God bless you all.